5-8, nice to have you with us. Scotty Gallen's hanging around on a Friday morning, and we're going to chat to Anthony Scott. Now, you might not have heard too much about Anthony before, but I'll tell you what, you will now, because yesterday he signed as a player with the Western Bulldogs, and it's come through a very, very interesting pathway. I want to find out more about it. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Anthony. Congratulations.
Good morning, boys. Thank you.
Good on you. Now, tell me, were you playing in the amateurs a couple of years ago? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, in 2018 I played for Old Trinity in the Amos, yeah.
How'd you go?
Yeah, had a half-decent year. It was good fun playing with a lot of boys I went to school with. Yeah, enjoyable.
Was that under the great Bernie Dineen there?
It was indeed, yes. Bernie's still down there, still coaching.
Yeah, he is. He'll never give it up, and sorry you had to live through that. But you've got through the other side, which is fantastic. And you ended up going to the Footscray in the VFL for a couple of years. You won the Best and Fairest in 2019, I think, in the VFL at the Scray. Was this something that you thought you'd be able to achieve? I mean, you're 25 now. That you ever thought you'd get the chance to play AFL footy?
I always believed that I was good enough and I had the traits to be able to compete at AFL level. However, when I went back to the Amos in 2018, I thought maybe the dream could potentially be over, but having a good year there and then getting the opportunity from Footscray in 2019, I always said, look, I'm going to come back to VFL because I want to pursue that AFL dream again. And then one thing led to another, played some half-decent footy, and we're at where we are today, so definitely worth it.
Anthony, that wonderful word utility is being used to describe you. Where do you play and where have you been playing in the pre-season with the boys?
Yes, I've been playing off half-back so far this pre-season predominantly, but yeah, that word utility has been thrown around a bit. I played more of a forward mid-role for Footscray in 2019 and even spent some time on a wing that season too. So yeah, have the potential to play anywhere on the ground, which I think in this day and age is a huge asset to have, and it means that you can fill holes on the field, whether it be through injury or just looking to change up the structure of the team week to week.
So how has it been that it's taken so long to get to this point? Has the penny dropped? Has something changed? Or is it just purely and simply an opportunity thing?
I think I realised when I went to Footscray in 2019 that you just got to put yourself out there at every opportunity possible. And if you've got the skill set to be able to hack it at the level, then you'll get noticed. And I just kept putting myself out there week to week and found that if I put myself in the right spots on the ground, then you get the footy given to you and you start to do good things and then you end up getting noticed. And it's also a lot of hard work on the training track too to get your body right and be in a good position to play good footy. And yeah, we've got there eventually.
So you have to obviously fully commit yourself to the AFL program. When you were asked to train with the AFL team earlier in the pre-season, what did you have to put on hold from your life?
Yeah, so I have had a full-time job working in Treasury at Telstra, so much different career path to the one I'm now taking. So luckily I had a heap of leave banked up there because it couldn't go away or anything last year due to lockdowns, etc. So Telstra were really accommodating and allowed me to take about a month and a half of leave, and that allowed me to come into Witten Oval and train 5 days a week. And yeah, that all was on hold for a while, but I'm very thankful to Telstra that gave me the opportunity to pursue all this over the last few months.
What was your junior pathway? TAC Cup or anything like that, or have you played AMOs the whole time, or where have you come from?
No, so I did play under-18s at Oakley in TAC Cup. Played in quite a strong team. I think we had 7 or 8 blokes that ended up getting drafted that year. We didn't play finals, though. And then before that, I was playing junior footy with newcomers, and I reckon there are about 8 or 9 blokes from my junior football team who have played or are still playing AFL. So played with some good players growing up as well, which
drop some names.
Was the motivation to keep the names. Luke McDonald, Jack Billings, Jack Sinclair, Will Hayes, Jake Kelly, Jake Andy Harris, Hugh Bensley, all played in my junior footy team, so there's a few there off the top of my head.
I hope you won some flags.
We did. I think we won 3 or 4 in the end, so that's probably unders for us.
So, those names. So you win the VFL Best and Fairest in 2019, and you're probably starting to feel confident that an opportunity may present at some stage. How then tricky and difficult was last year not being able to continue that momentum?
Yeah, you could look at it 2 ways. The first was, not being able to play footy is obviously doesn't help your prospects, but no one in Victoria was playing footy. So I thought, well, the competition is probably not really there for Victoria. It's just competing against guys from other states. And I just kept running and kicking the footy as much as I could throughout the year and thought, well, because the pool is now a little bit smaller, perhaps I'm a chance to get a look in again. And unfortunately, it didn't happen at the end of the year through the national draft or rookie draft, but just stuck at it and made sure that I put my body in a position where I'll be able to deal with the rigours of an AFL pre-season, and haven't missed a beat really since coming down here in early Jan.
Did you play the other day against the Hawks?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How'd you go?
Yeah, it went pretty well. Did some good things. We unfortunately, we didn't win on the scoreboard, but there are plenty of things that we can take away from the game, and we'll work on throughout the next couple of weeks to get ready for round one.
Round one just around the corner. Looking forward to seeing it, and I'm sure Doggies fans are as well. Looking forward to seeing your name on the team list, your jumper out there, and seeing how you go, mate. Great story, great backdrop, and we're looking forward to a big year for you and the Dogs in 2021. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.